ultimate MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here, you making me nervous now. I got the man here, MT, Mike Trout. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right, so, you know, we're taking our yards behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league ball player. You've been a stabilizer in this Angel lineup. I mean, what has this big league experience been like for you?
It's been great. You know, every chance you get to put a Major League Baseball uniform on, you can't take it for granted. I enjoy every minute of it. I enjoy competing. It's fun to get out there and compete.
So let's take you back. What was your journey like getting here?
Journey was, small town in New Jersey, minor leagues, going away from the family quick at a young age. There was some difficult times, some homesick times, but got a great support staff at home, got a great wife, and now having a family, it's been good, but it's definitely fun. It's a grind, no doubt, long seasons, but I love competing.
So what was your biggest challenges that you had to face in this big league journey?
Yeah, I think the big league challenge, the biggest for everybody, is just slowing the game down. You get up here and you want to do so good, so fast. You want to hit the ball so far. And you come out of what got you there. You know, your approach, the way you prepared yourself. You know, if you prepare yourself one way and then go in the game and do something else, it's not going to work that much. So just preparing yourself and slowing the game down.
Yeah, I had a conversation a while back with Ron LaFleur, former major leaguer. And he said some of the guys, you know, Griffey Jr. and Barry Bonds, they can just take off from the game and pick back up where they left off. And some of the guys, you know, you got to get your rhythm back. I mean, Mike Trout is one of the stars of the game. I mean, you know, what do you say about that?
Yeah, no, that's, they're right. I think, hitting doesn't change. You know, your approach doesn't change. You got to trust what got you there. And, coming from them guys, I mean, they're obviously one or if not the best, you know, in the game or that played this game. They know what they're talking about.
So you're on a plateau and that, you know, fans want your autographs. What is it like to have youngsters? My name Mike too. So, think they'd be calling me, but nah, I guess they call me. Could we have your autograph? What is that feeling like?
Yeah, it feels good. I always go back to, when I was a kid and how I would feel, going to the major league game and, seeing the reaction and getting an autograph, how it would make me feel. And I try to do that every chance I get to with fans. Now I got, two sons as well, and they're wanting autographs too. So it's pretty cool. I have fun with it.
Last two questions, I don't want to hold you too long. I mean, who are some of your idols, your mentors along the way in this game?
Yeah, I was mentor and role model growing up was my dad. He played professional ball, so got to watch his career a little bit, and he taught me the ropes. And then as player standpoint, I was a big Derek Jeter fan growing up. Played shortstop, and I moved to outfield when I was in high school. But always followed Jeter around. And when I got up here, I had a lot of veteran guys, a lot of veteran players. We had Torrey, Vernon, Howie, Weaver, LaTroy. Just a lot of great veteran guys that paved the way for me and paved the way for the youngsters and mentored us. And I wouldn't be here today without them guys.
Same question I asked Big Poppy. How many more years for you in this game? How do you want this game to remember?
Yeah, no, I'm not putting a number on, how many more I can play. I feel great. I can't just throw out a number for you, but I want to play for a lot longer. you know, I want the game to remember you as a player that an MVP player that went out there every day, played hard, didn't matter the situation, and I love to compete.
Okay, I said two more. I got to get this last one. Okay. Every kid dream of playing in the big leagues. Yep. Get that call if you're going into the big leagues. Walking in locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging. What was it feeling like?
It's unbelievable. There's no other feeling. You know, it's a dream come true. You know, you work so hard, and you work pretty hard when you're in high school and, you know, if it's college or wherever you're coming from, but you're really working since you first start swinging the bat. So it's a long process, and then finally when you get to get to the big leagues and get that uniform, get that number, it's a great feeling.
Did you cry?
What's that?
Did you cry?
I was definitely emotional, for sure. No doubt.
Comes with the way I play.
Unsigned and uncommitted baseball players who want to continue playing at the collegiate level should consider post-grad baseball. This allows you to compete directly against college teams, showcasing your talent to college coaches and increasing your chances of receiving a scholarship or offer. Our program prioritizes players who demonstrate above-average talent or show potential for advancement to college or professional levels. Join our team today to secure your spot. Register at elitewoodbatbaseball.com. That's www.elitewoodbatbaseball.com. Limited registration. Spots are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Early registration is essential to secure your place. Follow or like us on Facebook, become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, follow us on X, and share this info. Thank you.